And now I would like to introduce our first virtual featured reader. Winnipeg poet David Street was at the very first Speaking Crow 20 years ago and has been a feature reader several times since then, in addition to performing at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and being featured in and on the cover of CV2, which is something that most of us won't admit, but we aspire to. And I see from his Facebook page that he also bakes bread, which is something that a lot of us look for in a man. So please give your biggest Zoom welcome to David Street.
Hello, hello. My name is David Albert Street. I'm a Métis Ojibwe boy from the Paw Manitoba. That's Treaty 5. We're on Treaty 1. That's my acknowledgement. First poem goes way back for me. It's for a poet named Marvin Francis. He has two really good books out, City Treaty and Bush Camp. If you look at the end of Bush Camp, you see he scrawled my name at the end there. That was our last conversation, and that's very special to me. So this is for Marvin. Start off strong. Poem for Marvin. Even before the crow spoke, there was a raven-haired man with a sly smile perched on stage. A flash of mischief from deep, dark eyes. Tales of lost pemmican trails paved by city and stones. 70s bush camp, wooden tent trapped. He was a highwayman in the 80s, only roaming on unnamed or forgotten, just so he could regain them, rename them. His dusted boot print signature on everyone. Head banned from bars that don't need a sign. The cowboy hat threatened attack, while piss-poured, beer-drenched gigs refused to pay for shit. Yet, he continued to etch in the dark corners in silence, torn cigarettes, tragedies reflected in lead. His path goes silent in forests, even as he tips on how to walk with your back to traffic and not get hit. Marvin spoke beyond the room. He saw the cliff, but overcast night. That's what he saw for Marvin. Thank you. Are you mind working? It's my first time doing Zoom, so I don't know. Is it okay? Next one, during COVID, as I call recent times, I did a two-day poem contest with CV2. They give you 10 words. And Peristronic was in there, Carapace, and what's that other nasty one? Octothorpe. There's other ones, but those were the monsters. So I took the challenge. I took the 10 words and made a poem. I probably came in last, but I like it, so I'm going to read it. Hashtag supply chain. First, they came for the toilet paper, then every disinfectant, even vinegar, all the flour, all the yeast, a bin of corn torn apart but for the carapace wisps of husk to indicate it once existed, the pace of stalled shopping carts, choked arrowed aisles, walking the cart, the most action for forgotten quarantine muscles in weeks, months, hours. Should I get spring flowers? Around every corner, Aztec pyramids, Tuesday is covered forever in the hard talk, soft kits. Eating at home is the new ritual, going out for a bite sacrificed. Restaurants, a sudden memory, fading like nameless statues draped in a shroud of peristronic offerings. The mound of untouched eggplant assures us that we have not quite hit desperate yet. Across the aisles, a bin of self-help paperbacks, discounted three times. No one wants to read about their growing lethargy. No more my hopes of soup getting blander, gone. What price will I pay for flavor in a bootleg economy when money has no currency? The shopping cart falters, veers harmlessly into empty shelves. No one takes notice. It is the distance between us. Only spaces, hashtag internets, hashtag FaceTime, hashtag sourdough, hashtag Thorpe is the pound sign. Thank you. Thank you. Leave your bags in the car. No cash. Just tap. Plexiglass. The new paywall. Thank you. Have a nice day. So that was my losing CV2 poem. Soft, hard taco kits. Ugh. These next poems come from the recent times. I date them all. So this is during March and April. And the best thing about being a poet during quarantine is that nothing changes. You're still alone. So this is the opening. And it's a couple short little COVID poems, I guess, for the recent times. March 28th, 2020. Basement space. Nursery songs are getting dark again. Oh, we don't want what the animals got. Do not push Mother Nature's hand. We are the overgrown toenail, just asking for a clip. April 15th, 2020. Back lane sage, telephone post. Much colder than advertised. -3, hotter than -30. Wet, cold, dry, old. How do you measure lonely? Wind chill in the soul. Deeper than bone. Deeper than marrow. April 7th, 2020. Mass sing-along sourdough bread. Prime Minister of England almost dead for Boris. New York, New York, refrigeration truck. Frozen bodies, landfill dump. Just change the channel if you see Trump. April 2nd, 2020. March crawled. March in place. March was not a month, but a lack of space. I was as happy as they get on those ones there. So, besides being quarantined, I do work on via rail, the Canadian anymore. So, I have another 3,000 pages. I've chosen a piece for my trip to Churchill. And this is the rough copy of it, so I'm going to really hammer through this somehow. But needless to say, it was about minus 55, and the story will continue. So, I imagine expected. The distance between buildings is not great. The cold makes the short walk seem forever. Taking a one-block cab ride is not out of the question. The train departed Churchill at 9:30. Not the worst. I was down early for this shift, and I was walking in dreamland in no time. So there was a knocking at the door. SM Colin with hushed concern. SM means service manager. Colin's the boss of the train, so he's come to talk to me about something. It is then that I notice the tick-tock of my wristwatch. If this is the loudest thing in the room, I know instinctively that there's no power. The train is stuck. The engines are unhooked and trying to clear a path, but now they are also stuck. So to summarize, no power, no engines, middle of the tundra. The sky is clear. The stars shine like distant cities. The northern lights are rallying for a beautiful show. It will be the most gorgeous sky to freeze under, I suppose. I just wanted to keep you informed. Go back to sleep. If anything changes, I'll get you. As he gently closes my tomb, my door. Sleep would be a great way to go. The cold is pushing into the train at an alarming rate, though. I put a toque on, and I try to huddle under my blankets. When they find me, I refuse to be found hugging a train duvet. But sleep refuses to join. Sleep is gone. Just mild, panicky scenarios to keep me company. I can hear the detached trains laboring in the distance. The landscape is wind-blown snow. No trees. We're on the moon, but colder. I put layers on, and I get up. But the diner is colder. As I run around the corner to see SM Colin wrapped in all the winter gear and blankets, don't panic. We stopped on a snowdrift and skipping, he asks. Too many variables, I explain. The train lurches suddenly and violently without warning. It takes a hard push to connect us. This getting the train back together was a new issue. Getting the power back on is another. The hoses are frozen. The other engineer has to get out and use a blowtorch. That takes about another 45 minutes. So we're without power for an hour and a half. And you can feel it. You can hear it. The pops and groans that come and go. I can't even make toast. I'm suddenly hungry, of course. The engineer comes to use the satellite phone, always a good sign. Operations from Montreal are calling. And they want to know if we're at a crossing. It's not good. We are 50 miles south of Churchill. There is nothing. The train is rocking back and forth violently. Any sense of hope? We might be here till tomorrow night. They might have to send a freight from Thompson, informs the SM, and there's still no power. The engineer goes back. My timeline is a bit off in any case. The power is eventually restored. Finally, I make toast, say a prayer, and bury myself under my covers. But the rocking of the train continues, till eventually I feel us back up more than 4 feet to Churchill. Then forward at full speed we go. You can feel the train bumping over the hard packed drifts of snow. Are we going to derail? No, no. But somehow I find sleep. 2 hours. We lost 3 hours out there. We were moments from getting helicoptered out, Colin tells me later. And wouldn't that have been a story? 5:20 a.m. Pulling into the paw. It is dark and blustery out. We got the water. I remembered that. We left the paw around 7 with water. I made coffee as soon as the water was done pumping. Double bagger for the engineers. Double bagger for me. And so get this. Every engineer we've had since the incident have thrown their 2 cents. Prairie engineers. No experience. Never in all my era of work has a train been stuck. Never detached the units. Ever. Oh, they should have set the brakes for the jostling. I'm not the one who should be telling their story, but it's not good. Oh, we plow through 8-foot drifts on the regular. This makes no sense. Why would they stop in a drift? All you can do is shake your head. Mute. Boom. Restart.
Did we lose you?
Can't shake the thought of lost Arctic, the northern lights and twinkling stars dancing and shining, the most beautiful imaginable, the last veil that slips over the eyes of the lost adventurer. Falling asleep. Okay. That was my dream. Did I get through all the way on that one? Okay. So this last piece I'm going to do is with a typewriter. My son's... Get out of the way, wait a moment. There we go. Wave. Mm-hmm. All right. So this project is one part of poetry. It's a typewriting thing. We take a page that's blank, a little bit stained, and I'm going to put words on it and then read it. So my friend Darcy is going to accompany me. Okay? How much time we got? 5? Feel that? That. You do feel that, right? You feel that? This is that garage heat. Am I still connected? Is this working? Can you hear me? Am I freezing? No. It's far too hot. Everyone is on mute. This is my first Zoomer trip. My first Zoomer trip for me. I don't know how this works. It is not Paul Friesen in here. No, it is not even Clearwater Lake. It is not even a Tikamik. It is between Snake Island and a birthday, Corey, on your 7777 happy birthday. It is a breeze you try to remember. It is garage weather, hot, so hot. Then that breeze sneaks in, and the thoughts of how summer should be offer at least a glimpse of relief. That is if you can hear me. I think that's my time. Thank you very much, Speaking Crow, Angeline, everyone. It's my first time doing this, so I'm sure I've learned a lot from this. Hey, that's my baby right there.